We are doing the Netivot Shalom on Parashat Chayei Sarah. And the Netivot Shalom said, we have a bunch of questions we have to address. Why are Sarah's years listed, whereas none of the other matriarchs' years are listed? Why does the verse repeat, these are the years of Sarah? Rashi explains to teach us they're all equally good, but why does the Torah have to point that out to us? We don't find that by others. Why is it that when Avram came to weep over her death, it says it with a small chaf? Why does the Torah have to point out to us, like the Baal HaTurim explains, it's an indication that Avram wept less because at the end of the day, she did die at an old age. So why does the Torah have to point that out to us? Uverashi al lispod l'sarah v'livkota katav, and in the Rashi, over the verse that Avram came to eulogize Sarah and weep over her, Rashi says, Nismecha mitat Sarah la kedat Yitzchak. Sarah's passing was placed in the Torah adjacent to Yitzchak's binding, l'fishad yidei besurat ha'akedah, because through the word that she got of Yitzchak's binding, shenizdamen b'na l'shchita, v'kim'at shelo nishchat, that her son was given the opportunity of shchita and he almost was not, parecha nishmata mimena v'meta, her neshama left, she died. V'tzarich b'yur, lama katav zot Rashi? We have to understand, why did Rashi write this explanation? Al lispod l'sarah v'livkota, on the words that Avram came to eulogize Sarah and weep over her. So he says, you know why this whole parsha is written here? Well, shouldn't he have said that at the beginning of the parsha? Shayalo lever inyan smichut mitat Sarah l'achidat Yitzchak, that Rashi should have explained the idea that Sarah's passing is adjacent to Yitzchak's binding, b'tchilat ha'pasuk al v'tamot Sarah, the beginning of the verse that says Sarah passed away. Uve'etzem perusho shel Rashi yesh la'avin, and actually in the essence of Rashi's explanation we have to understand, ech yitachen shel yidei ha'akeda nikrima mitat Sarah. How could it be that Yitzchak's binding is the cause for Sarah's death? V'arei shomer mitzvah lo yeda devar ra. Ecclesiastes taught us that he who watches a mitzvah will not know of anything bad. Nothing bad will come from watching the mitzvahs. Ve'ech efshar, so how could it be, shem nisayon kadosh kazeh, that out of such a holy test, yetzah davar ra, something bad came out, that Sarah passed away. Umilvad zot, and aside from that, harei Sarah hayeta b'madrigat nevuah gvoha yoter me'esher Avram. Sarah was on a higher level of prophecy than Avram was. Just as Rashi explained on the verse that God told Avram, whatever Sarah says, listen to her. From this verse we learn that Avram was secondary to Sarah in his prophecy. So how could it be that Avram and Yitzchak stood up to this test? Ve'ilu Sarah, and Sarah on the other hand, k'sheshama mize, when she heard this test, parecha nishmata, her soul flew away. Those are the questions. Okay? We have a lot of questions here. Yesh lever ha'inyan. So we have to explain the whole idea of what's going on here. T'inei anu mivakshim b'tfila, v'asel satan milfanenu u'me'achareinu. We ask in prayer every night, Hashem, remove the Satan from before us and from behind us. Hainu, sheyeshno inyan Satan milfanenu, meaning there is this concept of the Satan before a person. Hayetzer hara mitgaber al yehudi kodem asiyat mitzvah, that desire to do bad that starts overpowering, starts climbing against the Jew before he does the mitzvah. Vekodem anisayon, and before the moment of the test, he has the Yetzer Hara standing against him. Limno mimenu shelo yikiyem ha-mitzvah, to withhold him from performing the mitzvah, v'shelo yamod b'nisayon, and that he should not live up to the test. That's the Satan that we ask Hashem, remove the Satan from in front of us. U'kmo sh'aya etzel Avram b'nisayon ha-akeda, just as occurred to Avram when it came to the test of the binding. K'dihita b'midrashei Chazal, like Chazal taught us in the Midrashim, Kol Tachburotav Shel HaSatan, all of the Satan's tricks, Limno Et Avram Im Maaseh HaKedah, to try and prevent Avram from doing the binding. Shebai La V'Amar Lo, the Satan came to Avram and said, Zaken Shote, old fool, Harei Kadosh Baruch Hu Hivtichacha Ki V'Yitzchaki Kireh Lecha Zara, didn't God promise you that Isaac would be called your seed? Ve'ilu ata hu omer lecha ve'aleu sham le'ola. Now he's telling you to bring him up as an offering. Shen zekim dimayon. You must have imagined it, Avram. V'achar kach halach mochan el Yitzchak lefatoto. And then the Satan went to try and seduce Yitzchak. V'shal kol pulotav limno mehem nitgaber al nisayon. And all of his other actions to try and prevent them from overcoming the test. V'yesh. So that's the first aspect of the Satan. Before the person faces the challenge, before he has to stand up to the challenge, the Satan comes and stands in his way. V'yesh b'chinat Satan ma'achareinu. Then there's the aspect of the Satan that's behind us. Hitgabrut ha'yetzer la'achar ma'aseh. That yetzer that arouses from within after we've performed. שרוצה לקחת ממנו את אשר כבר השיג, that tries to take away from us our accomplishments על ידי מחשבת התנסות, by making us feel proud. Now that we've accomplished, so he cannot take the act away from us, he tries to take its merits away from us by causing us to feel proud. ועל דרך שסיפר מרן אדמור בבא מהאחים הקדושים, הרבנים הקדושים רב שמלקה מניקולסברג והרב הקדוש עוד פנחס מפרנקפורט המיין. Like the Admor taught about the holy brothers רב שמלקה from Nicholsburg and his brother the רב פנחס from Frankfurt. בעת שהגיעו בנסיעתם הראשונם אל רבם הקדוש ממזריץ', when they came in their first journey to their Rebbe, the Magid Mimezrich, Shamagid Te'al Ifneim Seder Avodah Shel Yehudi. The Magid Mimezrich told them how a Jew is supposed to serve his Creator. Ech shekam b'chatzot, v'orech tikun chatzot in kol ha'tikunim v'chol ha'kavanot. How one is to arouse at midnight and do tikun chatzot, the way one should, with all the different intentions. V'achakach lomed shiurav, and then he learns what he's supposed to. ומנה כל העניינים מה שלומד בשיעוריו ונגלה ונסתר, and he enumerated to them everything he learns through the night, the revealed parts of Torah, the hidden parts of Torah, ואחר כך כל הכוונות הכנותיו לתפילה, and then he explained to them how he prepares for prayer, וכל סדר התפילה, and how he prays איך שעולה מעולם לעולם בעולמות עשייה, יצירה, בריאה, אצילות, and he explained to the brothers how in his prayer he evolves from world to world, as he proceeds through the prayer. ולא רק שמכוון במחשבתו, אלא הוא באמת נמצא בכל אלו העולמות. He doesn't only focus in these worlds, he is really there when he prays. ואחר כל זה, אם עולה בו אז מחשבה שפעל משהו בעבודתו, and after he does all these preparations, he's been preparing from midnight for his Shachris prayer. And the Rebbe Mimezrich said, after he does all of this, and he stands in prayer, if he entertains the thought that it's his service that did something, עושים מכל עבודתו כאין כדור ומשכין זאת לעומקה דתאום רבה. They take all his work, they make it like a snowball, and they throw it down to the depths. He said, I do all the preparations, but at the end of the day, I can't take credit. I can't feel like, yeah, yeah, it's because of everything I've done that things are going right. ונתפעלו מאוד מזה שדוריו היו מכוונים בדיוק על סדר העבודה שלהם. They were very impressed because the way he described his night was identical to the way their night would go. They'd also get up at midnight and start their preparations for the morning, etc., the way he described it. והיינו. Now this idea that after all the preparations one has to recognize he shouldn't take credit, שהשטן מאחרינו אינו פחות מסוכן מהשטן שמלפנינו. That Satan that tries to bring us down, that's after we've stood up to the challenge, is no less dangerous than the Satan before the challenge. שאחר סדר עבודה כזה, עלו לכל ליפול לעומקה דתאום רבה. Person has to know, even after he succeeded in doing something, it can all be thrown down if he starts being haughty about it. If he starts feeling proud because of what he's done. ועל פי זה יובואר עניין ג' פעמים והלכו יחדיו הנזכר בפרשה. Based on this, we can understand why the parasha stresses three times and they walk together, Avraham and Yitzchak. Dinei ita me'ari hakadosh bebiur inyan ha'akida. The holy Ari taught with regard to the binding shaya kedei la'akod midat Yitzchak be'Avraham u'midat Avraham be'Yitzchak. When Avraham bound Yitzchak, two things happened. A part of Yitzchak became bound in Avram, and a part of Avram became bound in Yitzchak. The binding was not a mere physical act of Avram binding Yitzchak, but it was a spiritual completion. Avram, should I explain? I don't know if I know what I'm talking about. So I'll add my own explanation, but take it with a mound of salt. The Rizal says that in the binding, Avram reached a greater level of perfection because he was able to take part of the strengths of Yitzchak. And Yitzchak reached a greater level of perfection because he took some of the strength of Avram. We'll finish the sentence and then I'll tell you what might be a possible understanding in this. Shavraham midato ahava. Avraham's trait was love. V'kashar t'atzmo im Yitzchak, and he bound himself with Yitzchak midat yirah v'gvura, the trait of awe, of might. V'al derech zeh kashar Yitzchak atzmo im midat Avraham. And in this same way, Yitzchak bound himself with Avraham's trait. V'zeh ma dichtiv v'elchu shneim yachtav. That's why it says initially they walked together. I think we could understand this, that Avram did everything here out of love. Hashem told him to take his son, he did. And he woke up early, and he did it as though Hashem had told him to do the thing he loved to do most. It took an element of might, of gvura, of awe, for Avram to take that rope and to walk for 3 days with his son, knowing that this is what he's going to have to do. He did it with love. But in this action, he was perfecting himself, he was perfecting the aspects of awe and might that are so blatant in Yitzchak. Those very traits were now becoming a part of Avram as well. And maybe what the Arizal means about Yitzchak's taking the traits from Avram, adopting Avram's traits and becoming more perfect through that. Our sages say that Yitzchak took care and thought about how to proceed to the Akedah in a way that would be most kind to Avram. Yitzchak was a kind person. Yitzchak's strengths were in his might and in his awe. And here Yitzchak had to perform not only out of awe and might and perfect self-control, he also had to apply the love of Avram. He had to apply that to everything he was doing, and he did. You'll notice that for 3 days he's not asking questions. He only asks his father, "Where's the goat?" when he sees they're on their way up the mountain. He could have asked a day earlier. What did he think? They're going to catch a mountain goat? They're traveling for 3 days and there's no goat. Chazal tells us that even the fact that Yitzchak was bound was Yitzchak's idea. Yitzchak said, "Dad, I might flinch. I am human." Yitzchak became a bigger person. He was able to have more of the love that was so blatant in Avram after the Akedah, and Avram had more of the awe and might of Yitzchak after the Akedah. So we could explain this, says the Netivot Shalom, based on the way a person serves his Creator. Initially it says, He took the fire, he took the knife, they walked together. Only Avram knew about the binding at that moment. Yitzchak didn't know yet. Avram saw that if he's going to try to do this, all out of love, he will not stand up to the test. And as the Baal Shem Tov taught, that at that moment, Hashem made Avram the most simple person in the world. Avram had spent 137 years perfecting his traits. And sometimes Hashem could cause a person to feel like all the work he's done for 137 years is going down the tubes. He has to start from scratch. And at that moment, that's the feeling Hashem gave Avraham. Everything he had worked on for 137 years did not stand by his side to stand up to this test. The Baal Shem Tov says, when Avraham went to the Akedah, Hashem put him back to square one. The Avraham that was back in Ur Kasdim, the Avraham that had to throw himself into the furnace some 130 years earlier, he was back where he started his journey to be an Eved Hashem. Only now the test was bigger. Now it was with his son, it was with Yitzchak. Al ken tzach lakach le'atzmo gam et midato shel Yitzchak, midat ha'ira. And that's why he had to take some of Yitzchak's strength, the trait of awe. Because he saw, if I'm going to rely on my strength of doing everything out of love, that's not what's going to stand up to this test. It was only with that strength that he could stand up to that test. If we think about it, there's great depth here. It's not just a story. It's something in our own lives. Sometimes we're faced with challenges. A person has to decide, am I going to cheat on my taxes or not? Am I going to declare the money I got as a gift, $250,000 or not? And a person has to know that the route to doing what's right is not always the same route. Sometimes the route is love. Look at everything God gave me. How could I go against the way of life He wants me to lead? Sometimes the way is fear. Look at what God's doing to other people around here. Sometimes it's awe. There are different routes that can lead us to doing what's right. And we have to know that even if we've had one route that was the route we took consistently, like Avram, who did everything out of love, sometimes when the greatest test comes our way, we have to learn new routes to get to the desired locale, to get to the point of standing up to the test. And that's what Avram saw here. He saw that everything he had used until now, all the tools he had to contend with the challenges of life that he had earlier, they were good when Sarah was abducted. They were good when he had to give up his own life in the furnace. They were good when there was a famine in the land. But they wouldn't stand up to this test. So he had to devise a new strategy in his Avodat Hashem. After 137 years that he's been working one way, he saw he needs new strengths. That's why it says the two of them went together. She'akad Avraham Avinu et atzmo b'mindato shel Yitzchak. Avram bound himself with Yitzchak's traits. V'zeo mai dichtiv, and that's what the verse says, ki ata yadati ki yirei Elokim ata. After the binding, God says, now I know you fear God. Shelechor haya tzich lomar ki ohev Elokim ata. We would think it should say, now I know you love God. Sharei Avram avinu imidat ahava. We know Avram served God out of love. Ela perush ma shamad b'nisayon haya mikoch ze shekalal et atzmo imidat ha'ira shel Yitzchak. But what it means is that his standing up to this test was not only because he stood for love, but because he also knew the awe, the fear of Yitzchak. U'bapam ha'shniyakti v'yomer Avraham, so this is where we'll pick up tomorrow, Be'ezrat Hashem, the second time it says they were walking together. He says each time teaches us something. So the first time teaches us they were walking together in that Avram was taken from the strength of Yitzchak in order to stand up to this test, the strength of all.